child poverty. Welsh Labour's failed strategy. Almost 1 in 3 children in Wales live in poverty. Even before the pandemic, the Equality and Human Rights Commission estimated that UK government tax and welfare reforms would add another 50,000. But this has happened on the Welsh Labour government's watch. Its child poverty strategy boils down to little more than advice, raising awareness of existing inadequate programs, and improving take-up of free school meals for those who are already eligible. Free school meals are mostly restricted to children of parents earning less than £7,400 a year. Shamefully, every Labour member of the Senate, Welsh Parliament, present voted against widening access to free school meals. No amount of welfare advice, the best energy deals, benefits of a smart meter, or begging for a slice of the discretionary assistance fund will address the root issues: low pay, housing costs, and the shameful way this country treats unemployed people, ill and disabled people, and unpaid carers. After 20 years of Welsh Labour managing capitalism and capitulating to Tory cuts from London, we need a real socialist strategy for eliminating poverty in Wales. Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, TUSC, candidates, including Socialist Party Wales, believe that the Welsh Parliament should be leading a fight today for the resources we need in society, for universal free school meals, a mass council house building programme, rent controls, pay rises, and more. Follow our campaign at tuskwales.org.uk. Ben Gulightly, Cardiff.